The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I realized that there really is no organ in the body where you injure it for it to come back better and stronger. It just made no sense to me. You don't injure your lungs so you can run a better marathon. You don't do that. So I set out to prove, and I created in my office, a peel that was gentle, that didn't have a downtime, but actually worked with the skin, kept the skin in balance, and then gave spectacular results.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast, everybody, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty.
I'm Carlene Higgins, and I'm here with my co-host, Jill Dunn, sending positive vibes all around. Thank you for tuning in once again.
Today is a very exciting founder episode. A few weeks back, Dr. Dennis Gross Skincare flew both of us to its headquarters in New York City to host our chat with pioneer of the at-home skincare peel himself, Dr. Dennis Gross.
We also have his wife in the house, Carrie Gross, who's the co-founder and CEO of the skincare brand. And for anyone who doesn't know, Dr. Dennis Gross is a board-certified dermatologist and dermatologic surgeon with an extensive background in skin cancer research. He was among the first in the category to create MD skincare inspired by the skin concerns of patients at his Manhattan practice.
This year marks the brand's 20th year of the iconic Alpha Beta Universal Peel that broke onto the scene with a product that would help achieve those resurfacing results akin to those expensive in-office treatments. But this one you could do in the comfort of your own home, and it wasn't scary or aggressive, or it didn't leave you red-faced. And what's really groundbreaking about this product is the daily micropeel aspect. There's zero downtime, and before he came along, certainly no one was peeling their face every single day.
No. The Alpha Beta Peel, it's a top shelf staple with beauty editors. In fact, a single peel is sold every 3 seconds worldwide. There are three versions, the original universal, there's a sensitive one, there's one for extra strength. And for longtime fans of the Alpha Beta Peel, there's actually a limited edition that's being launched today to celebrate the 20th anniversary. So the peels come in a really lovely reusable tin. It's like a collector's edition. You're definitely going to want to have on your top shelf.
Today's episode, you guys, we're going to switch up our format just a little bit. We're going to get straight into the interview with Dr. Gross, and we're going to come back at the very end after our chat with our own personal reviews of the iconic product.
So stay tuned for that. Today, we're going to rewind to find out how exactly Dr. Dennis Gross and his wife, Carrie, created the skincare line that broke into the beauty scene as the preeminent clinical skincare brand that was the first to introduce at-home peels to the masses.
We're also going to discuss some common questions around acid peels. Plus, Dr. Gross serves some real talk on the latest FDA findings showing the impact of chemical sunscreen filters absorption into the bloodstream. Plus, he gets real about what he thinks is the biggest gimmick going in the beauty industry right now.
And finally, Dr. Gross peers into his crystal ball to tell us what the future of skincare might look like in the decade to come. Welcome, Dr. Gross and Carrie Gross. So before we get into any of the skincare and the brand, we need to know about this love story between the two of you. So how did the two of you meet?
In an elevator.
Ooh, love in an elevator. Story. That's a song.
It's a New York, it's a real New York story.
Well, we lived in the same apartment building. It was our apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
So we were coming home from work at the exact same moment, pushed the button, and we got into the elevator car, and that was then history.
And Carrie, you grew up in California.
I did.
Okay.
But I want you to know I was determined to get to New York City.
Okay.
But yes, I grew up in California, and yes, I had too much sun on the beach, on my bike, on the tennis court. And when I met Dennis, I was in my early 30s and I was starting to see significant signs of premature aging.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. No one likes that.
Oh,
yeah.
Those were the days for that, for sure. Back at the baby oil.
The baby oil days.
You know, in the backyard.
Yeah.
And what about you, Dr. Gross? Where did you grow up?
I grew up right here in New York City, born and bred on 2nd Avenue. In 85th Street. My parents were immigrants and they settled there. And
we've always lived like within a 1 mile radius.
Isn't that funny?
I didn't go too far.
That happens.
I went away for college, but I came back and everything else was right in the New York City area.
Yeah. And did you always know you were going to be a doctor or what
yes,
was in
you
the cards?
Did. I'll tell the story because you've told me.
Welcome to my life. Here we go.
He told me that he had a calling from the time he was around 5 years old that you wanted to be a doctor.
What I was talking about before I was five. She asked all my life. From 0 to 5. No, go ahead, Karen.
So anyway, I think that Dennis in his heart he has a certain, not sympathy, empathy and compassion. And he really believes that he was put on this earth to help people.
And then we know that your name now, Dr. Dennis Gross, is so closely linked to the idea of peels. Right. And, you know, we know about the iconic product that you created. But take us back to those early days. And we always think of the Sex and the City moment where Samantha had the peel. And I think that was a real awakening for us and the general population about this treatment.
Right.
But of course, she had the lobster face afterwards.
She called it beef carpaccio face.
Beef carpaccio. That's the best description. And so it's scary, right? So take us back to those days and what those treatments really were like. Were they as scary as they looked or were they good for you or not?
Well, okay. That is exactly what they look like. And no, they weren't good for you.
Mm.
You know, that was my calling. That was my big aha moment where, you know, the industry where companies would make these products that they would come into the doctor's offices and sell you the material and say, just, you know, have her do a 20% glycolic acid peel, come back a week later, do it to 30, and then a week later, do it to 40 and up to 70. And then finally, when she's up to 50, 60, 70% peel, she'll get really red and raw, and then it's going to be all this great stuff she's going to see. And had they had those results, my patients at the time, I just said, maybe it's worth it. But the results were terrible, and the people were suffering, and the Sex and the City episode, they were carpaccio face. You know,
yeah.
It was really terrible. So I realized that there really is no organ in the body where you injure it for it to come back better and stronger. It just made no sense to me. You don't injure your lungs so you can run a better marathon. You don't do that. So I set out to prove, and I created in my office, a peel that was gentle, that didn't have a downtime, but actually worked with the skin, kept the skin in balance, and then gave spectacular results.
Mm-hmm.
So I proved the concept. And by the way, the beauty world was not ready for this at all. They all thought you had to have that red, awful downtime in order for something to work. And I really just proved it to them.
I want to remind you, this was in probably 1995.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Botox was not even a thought at this time. There was really nothing out there. So it was, the time was really the infancy of cosmetic dermatology.
Right.
The only thing that was out there were these aggressive peels and Renova.
Right.
That's it. No lasers, no Botox.
No
all
fillers.
All that came way much, much later. So the idea of giving your skin this resurfacing treatment that Dennis created, the way the alpha beta peel works, was a game changer because you actually had no downtime, yet you had tremendous results that you could see instantly, immediately.
Right. And I understand that this concept came to you in the back of a cab.
Well,
is that
it did.
Right?
Well, that's what happened. I mean, you know, I really felt like I wanted to create something, and it was Carrie who really, you know, just put it to me and said, you know, we need to do something at home, because I created this treatment in my office. Mm-hmm. And I was in a taxi going home and was bringing it to her. And I decided that, well, you know what? It has to be two steps. It has to be on pads, because it has to be dummy proof. I can't have people pouring acids and neutralizers for themselves. I need to calibrate it perfectly.
Make it safe.
Totally mm-hmm. safe that way, and effective. And I just wanted to really, I want my hands at work on their skin with my product.
Yeah.
So that's why I did it exactly. And it was, to this day, the Alpha Beta Peel is all about precision. You know, that's, and mm-hmm. it's delivering exact concentration. I want you to put the first step on, leave it on there for 2 minutes, then use a second step. And the two-step system was the game changer too, right? Mm-hmm. To this day, there's no such thing as a one-step peel. Anytime you look mm-hmm. at the history of peels in a doctor's office, it's always two steps.
You need that neutralizer,
you need the neutralizer.
Right?
If you try mm-hmm. to put it into one step, well, acid plus neutralizer equals water.
Yeah.
Or if you just mm-hmm. don't have the neutralizer at all you have is a harsh acid step that's extremely exfoliating and no benefit. And you don't get the collagen production, mm-hmm. which is the key to peels.
So, but back to Carlene's question, you had the idea for the Alpha Beta Peel. It came to you in the back of a taxi.
Yes.
You went into your office. You blended them in a beaker. And you called me and said, come down. You need to try this. And I came down. I laid down on the exam table. I'm the OG peel addict. I laid down on the exam table. He peeled me. I sat up and looked in the magnifying mirror. And I was shocked. Because with all of the sun damage and premature aging I had been going to estheticians. And estheticians are magnificent at giving you, you know, beautiful hydration and maybe doing extractions. Mm-hmm. But it was a little bit less. It wasn't really clinical.
Right.
Really
especially.
A clinical treatment.
Now they're experts. But
back then,
they didn't have the tools.
So not only me, but New York City, like the CEOs and the supermodels and moms and like teachers and policemen, everyone's flocking to Dennis's practice through word of mouth, you know, walking through the door saying, I think my friend told me that I should come here for the Alpha Beta Peel, and I couldn't get an appointment. And that's when I said, bring it home, because I can't get down to your office every, you know.
Right.
So he brought the peel home, but it was his clinical peel. And that was the aha moment. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Imagine if we could bring this peel, create a home version, and bring it to people everywhere.
Right.
And so that's what we started working on when Dennis is speaking about like making it safe and calibrating it and mm-hmm. designing it so that mm-hmm. you couldn't, he thought of everything, basically.
And was it a radical idea at the time or a new idea at the time, the multiple acids together in your practice? Like you said, that was like really your calling card, so to speak. So
That was my original research.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. was where, you know, I look back at that and I had the great fortune of being a skin cancer researcher here in New York City mm-hmm. at Sloan Kettering. And I just learned a lot about the creativity in science. You know, science is very black and white. It's mm-hmm. mathematical. It's factual. It's no deviation. It's all about X goes to Y goes to Z. But I had this idea that the skin, of course, is going to respond to the harshness of a single acid. But since acids, like Harry said, work differently, that I put to the test for creating this family of acids. So there's lactic acid, citric acid, malic acid, glycolic acid, and others. And all of them had their role, but it's just funny where the skin just reacts in terms of irritation and negative response. It reacts to the acid at the highest concentration. So mm-hmm. they all stay under the radar screen, but they all add up to deliver great results. So that was how I got that sweet spot of great results, no downtime.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. that was revolutionary, really.
Yeah.
And then the fact that you, when you created the product for at-home use, you introduced the idea of the daily peel.
Yes.
And so what was the response to that when in the consumer's mind and even in the dermatological field, you have this Carpaccio face where they're thinking you're crazy or what?
Right. Well, a couple things to that. First of all, the word peel was the best I could come up with to sort of, it was a brand new concept, a brand new treatment. No one ever had this kind of treatment.
The category didn't exist at this mm-hmm. time.
So I used mm-hmm. the word peel because it was the closest thing that I thought the consumer could could put in their mind to relate to the what how this worked. But it's a micro peel. You don't actually ever see the peeling. All that comes off, all that dead, dull skin, that's your upper layer of skin that isn't your most attractive, that's hiding the newest, youngest baby cells underneath it that are beautiful and radiant, all that's exposed, doesn't take a lot to get it off. And yet every single day, we have another buildup. Mm-hmm. So the concept of the daily peel was really calibrated. So you remove 1/30th per day. At the end of the month, it's all of it's removed, but you're doing it at that small, that very minuscule fraction. Mm-hmm. And that's how you maintain. And the skin loves routine. It's not the body, talk about working out, exercising, it's very analogous. And if you look at the development of skin and muscle, they're sort of analogous too. They work together in the developmental stage of the body. So what happens was that if you do this on an everyday basis, it optimizes collagen production. And at the same time, it doesn't stress the skin.
It's like running a marathon or doing a 2-mile walk every day. Like, which, mm-hmm. you know, it's really, the body right. likes that workout.
Right. You never work out till you're constant. Sore the next day, right? That's yeah. exactly the wrong thing. You don't want to be so sore that you can't do something
right
on the following day.
Now, having said that, do you need to take any breaks or can you do the 30-day, the 30-day, the 360 day?
Yeah, because you're always, because your skin doesn't stop manufacturing that layer that when it's removed is revealing beautiful mm-hmm. skin. And that second step, not only is a neutralizer, it also is full of anti-aging ingredients. And that's another daily dose you want. Mm-hmm. And it's also delivered after that first step opens the gateway for penetration. And delivery is one of the key things to this to our skincare line. Mm-hmm. You have to understand that's like, you can have great ingredients, but if you don't get it into the skin cells, you don't get it to penetrate down into the skin layers, it's not going to work. So there's a lot going on when you just, but you, all you're doing really is just using two pads, yeah. 2 minutes apart every day.
Yeah. Right. I know that this year marks the 20th anniversary yeah. of the launch. It's so iconic now. It's the number one peel brand at Sephora. Mm-hmm. For anyone who hasn't tried it, we haven't sort of broken it down. So we're talking about this two steps. They're individual packets.
Right.
And they're sort of two are conjoined. And there's a pad that's soaked in these formulas that correct. We just talked about. So the person's going to use step one, mm-hmm. wait a couple minutes, use step two. There's no rinsing in between.
Definitely not.
It can be used day or night, but is it preferable to use at
I
night?
I use it in the morning.
Okay. I like it this morning.
Right. But the morning's great because the results you see are so great. It may as well show off your skin all day long. That said, I mean, you use it at night. That's fine too. You'll see results the next day.
Yeah.
And makeup layers over it beautifully.
That's why you want to do it in the morning.
Right.
And yeah. it also, another benefit is that it leaves a layer of antioxidants on your skin to protect your skin all day long.
Right.
And it's really, I like to call it
a
polish.
How so? Because step of the neutralizing.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's second step, the neutralizer plus anti-aging ingredients.
What's in it exactly?
CoQ10, resveratrol, green tea, chamomile,
Genistein, which is this invented by Dr. Genistein in Switzerland. Brilliant anti-aging product ingredient. It's in there. It's loaded.
Look at the ingredient list, everyone. 33 anti-aging ingredients in step two.
Phospholipids.
I've actually never thought about step two having anything in it.
We pull our hair out.
This is why we're on the podcast.
Step two is where the magic happens.
You'll be blown away when you look at that ingredient.
Step one's
list.
Nice. And if you just looked at yourself between steps, like step one, I see something going on here. Yeah. But when you put on step two and you give it a minute after it soaks in and dries, there you have the magic.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Now, we keep saying you're going to see results after one use. You're obviously going to see results after 30 uses. Right. It's $88 US for 30 daily pads. So that's a month worth of skincare. Let's talk about what those results are. Mm. Who are the best candidates?
I'll talk about the results for the value of this product, okay?
Right. And tell us who's not maybe a good candidate
Do. Okay. So first of all, with the alpha beta peel, what you're doing for yourself is not only, you're giving it's a polish. You're polishing your skin for radiance every day. You're going to find that you don't need as many other skincare products or you can use less of them because they can work like in a smaller pea size drop. They're going to work harder for you because they absorb more quickly. You've removed that barrier of dead skin that prevents penetration. Mm-hmm. So your other products are going to work better for you and harder for you, and you're going to need less of them because this, our alpha beta peel, actually is hydrating mm-hmm. and anti-aging. Mm-hmm. So you're going to find your skin is if you're oily, the oiliness corrects. If you're dry, the dryness is taken care of. So it really—
I'll tell you why in a minute.
Yeah, it's really important to mm-hmm. to understand that it's going to save you money in the long term because the other long-term pieces, it builds collagen. So you're going to be, you're not going to see that like drooping and sagging and collapsing of the collagen, which creates lines and wrinkles. It's going to keep your pores tight. It's going to help you to prevent aging and correct those signs like hyperpigmentation, uneven skin tone, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So it does all of that.
You got to remember, peels have always been and still to this day are huge in doctor's offices and dermatologist's office because they are known for being a simple way to literally address so many different problems in the skin. Mm-hmm. So this is a product that overhauls many different concerns. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people use this and end up really not needing anything else but a moisturizer, sunscreen, and some makeup.
One final thing on that. I just think we should get on record how important SPF is to be using
with
this product.
Right. Really important. Look.
For everyone, every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's no question. Sunscreen, if anyone listening to this who has any kind of interest in looking better mm-hmm. in any way, clearly has to understand that the sun is the enemy to beautiful, healthy skin. Mm-hmm. And so we all need a sunscreen. Right. When you're doing a peel in a doctor's office or at home, you want to use something with an SPF built in mm-hmm. or by itself. It's just right. smart.
What number? SPF 30? Well,
I think
60?
I think 30 is the magic number. Mm-hmm. I really do. But it doesn't have to be a solo product. It could be in your makeup. That's fine too. I love that.
Arielle Lori, host of the Blonde Files podcast, where every Wednesday I cover all things wellness. After nearly dying from drugs and alcohol 6 years ago, I've been on a mission to live my best, most fulfilled life, and I'm sharing everything with you. From how to achieve optimal health, well-being, and fulfillment, to the best beauty tips and even cosmetic procedures, I cover it all with raw, candid conversations with experts and inspirational guests. You can follow along with everything over on Instagram at Arielle Lori and make sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.
Now, I'm going to do a quick tangent because on that note, I understand that there's some new studies that have come out this year around sunscreen and you have
sunscreen filters
and you perhaps have an opinion on that.
I have a very strong opinion and I'm very concerned about this. There is the Food and Drug Administration 2 weeks ago released a report that showed that chemical sunscreens, now that's different than the physical blocks, the zinc oxide, titanium dioxide, those are your physical blocks. Any other ingredient you could read on a sunscreen label, those are chemical sunscreens, have been found to go from the skin and penetrate into the bloodstream. And that in and of itself is concerning, but what makes it very concerning to me is the level. Mm-hmm. And after just one application, it's been found by our governmental agency that these sunscreens enter into the bloodstream at a rate of like 180 to 500 times the safe levels. That's even after one application. You go to four times, which a study also did. Yeah, you reach hundreds of times the safe level. 0.5 is the level they're saying is safe. Mm-hmm. We're seeing levels of 500. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it stays in the bloodstream up to 21 days. So the same paper, the writers said that more testing is necessary because now we know it's in the bloodstream. Well, is it doing any harm? You know, I don't personally advise people to stay with chemical sunscreens because I like to know something is safe, not that something may be safe or that something hasn't been shown to be hazardous, because that historically is how things come back to bite you, right? Mm-hmm. Things that no matter what it is that's been used that has had some injury to the body, it was found by default post facto, right? After the fact. Mm-hmm. And so here we have something where I'm very uncomfortable, especially when you have a safe alternative, physical blocks. Right. Why not just use a physical block? So the onus is on me, and that's what I mean. I'm all about telling the story. I never liked them. I never liked the chemical sunscreens because I found them irritating. I found people with sensitive skin couldn't use them. The higher the SPF, the larger the problem in many people with sensitive skin. And so I've always formulated physical blocks, and I've always made sure that our sunscreens don't make you white and pasty, because my motto is you got to love your sunscreen to really use it, especially men, I got to tell you. So I always have created our sunscreen ingredients with physical block, made them nice to use and not have that white chalky look. But now more than ever, and I'm not, this is just to inform people, did a press release about this, and I feel very strongly that, you know, I can't have my family, my friends, my patients use these products, and I'm not, and I just think it's an important public service message.
Okay. Well, because the message has always been that it can't get into your bloodstream. The skin is a barrier.
Yeah.
So what is it? This is like
the nanoparticles.
Yeah, is it nanoparticles or what is it?
It's not even nanoparticles. It's the ingredient itself gets into the bloodstream.
So this is an oxybenzone, avobenzone. For sure.
Precisely. Exactly. The homosylates. Those ingredients just apply to the skin one time were shown to penetrate through the skin into the blood vessels of the skin and get into the levels of the bloodstream. And the FDA themselves have said that further testing is necessary to get the non-clinical data that shows that these things are in fact safe. And they're talking about hormonal disruptions that it can cause. They're talking about developmental issues in children to prove that there's no carcinogenicity. It's in their paper. Mm-hmm. So how can you, how can they say that and not, and we just take no chances? It's like my motto is you never cross the yellow light, right? Mm-hmm. Why? Just wait till the next green light and know things are safe and then cross. Same thing here. This is at mm-hmm. the very least a yellow light. There's a warning here. You know, something's not right, possibly. Physical mm-hmm. blocks all the way. Mm-hmm.
I understand that also in your practice that you aren't necessarily known for like the latest, the greatest, the big trends in cosmetic treatments. You sort of stay true to the data driven,
right?
You know, proven to be safe.
Exactly.
He's not experimental.
Right.
He doesn't experiment on us.
Listen, my practice are like my family. You know, I'm not going to tell people and to do things different than I would feel comfortable telling Carrie right here or you guys. I mean, mm-hmm. the truth of the matter is that the beauty industry is big business, you know, and lots of times things can get out there. And they may not either work or they may have problems. So I always believe I would rather not be the first kid on the block to mm-hmm. use some new technology. I'd rather have 10,000 people go before my patients try something. Again, I have my feelers out there. I make my phone calls. I get the lowdown afterwards, you know, when it's out there, that is this really working? Is it really safe? Are the people happy? Have you seen them back after 3 months, after 6 months? Are the results still there? Are there any surprises that you didn't mm-hmm. expect? Time-tested safety and efficacy, to me, is the only way to go. And so newness, you know, listen, we're talking about beauty. You don't have to take a chance. This is a luxury in life. I don't want stress. I don't want people to worry. I want to sleep at night knowing that I did a good job and that people get results. And the only way to do that is to have something proven through test of time that all the above is in fact true. So I always advise people to wait a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's how I practice.
Innovation, not experimentation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We really try to separate like greats from gimmicks. So I'm wondering in your opinion right mm-hmm. now, what you think is sort of the biggest gimmick going in skincare right now, our skin treatments?
So I'll give an answer and then I'll let Dennis offer up his,
okay.
But my response is going to be directly related sort of to what Dennis was describing mm-hmm. about the LED. Mm-hmm. So in the industry, there has been product launch after product launch where brands are listing percentages on the packaging, like 25% vitamin C or 20% retinol, 10% of this, 7%, you know, so the consumer is thinking, oh, okay, more is better, more is better. And they're looking for these percentages. And the truth of the matter is that more is not better. I had to learn this from Dennis because I was in that camp, but I've learned. And it has to do with the cell biology that he was talking about, how the cells have receptors. Mm-hmm. And the cell can only absorb a certain amount. Like, so when we formulate, with, for example, vitamin C, we saturate the cell, like think of a sponge soaking up every drop that it can, and then it doesn't absorb another drop. Mm-hmm. That's the way our cells operate. So if you effectively have these serums that are claiming like 20% acids, 20% of this, the excess, the cell only absorbs so much, the excess will sit on the surface of your skin and cause irritation. Mm. And so, but yet the consumer is really confused on this. And I think it's really a disservice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of confusion. There is so much confusion out there,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, which is, this is where, you know, as a brand, we're really all about education. So I completely agree with that. My answer to that is this whole idea of ingesting collagen to build collagen, right? That you can actually fortify the skin by drinking collagen, and that's a complete myth. Mm. And the reason for that is because collagen is a very large, complex molecule that sits in the skin and acts like fibers that give skin support. Mm-hmm. And as we age, we lose them. The sun breaks it down. Free radicals destroy them. But the only way to get more collagen in your skin is to use ingredients that actually stimulates your skin's ability to make more of its own collagen. So it's only via topical ingredients and LED or procedures in doctor's offices that actually will do that. Lasers do that. But to think that you can put something that is this large molecule, it's a protein, you ingest it, it gets into the stomach has a pH of 1, all these enzymes just break it down into minuscule components called amino acids. And so that's what you're really doing. You're not going to end up with collagen from the external world in a glass to collagen in your skin. It doesn't work that way. So it's a huge myth, mm-hmm. and it's driving me nuts.
I think it's hard to, we go back and forth on this all the time, because on the one hand, I've heard that many times that you don't know where that collagen is going to show up or how much of it, but I guess what's hard to process is like you take other supplements like mm-hmm. B12 and minerals and vitamins.
Vitamin D.
You know, the idea being that that's having an impact somehow, some way. So
yes.
I guess that's why it's like,
but are you thinking that they have an impact to the skin?
Or it could have an impact to any organ.
Well, it's all connected, right? So it's like if you're taking a supplement and it's good for your health overall, then sure, it's probably going to show up in all kinds of different ways.
Right, but the big difference is that those ingredients, those supplements end up being absorbed into the bloodstream in their active form.
Okay.
They are, you know, the fish oils are linoleic and linoleic acid. They are the omega fatty acids, you know.
Right.
When you take B12, if you know, the people who have absorption problems, by the way, and that's why they get shots or they use sublingual. But nonetheless, basically that ends up being absorbed, you know, from the way it sits in the jar into your bloodstream.
Right, as opposed to being
iron pills.
To be converted.
Right,
into-
or that it's broken down and becomes ineffective, mm-hmm. right? Those ingredients that have been proven to work are, they don't get broken down. Their structure is preserved from the external world into your system.
Mm-hmm.
It's one and the same.
But aren't they ingredients that, like when they're diluted in your 6 liters of blood, they're really supporting the internal organs and the amount
yeah.
that gets to the skin itself is trace.
That's why I'm a big believer.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Well, that's, okay, two different issues, okay? First, what you're talking about now is, I do think topical application of ingredients are way more effective than you will ever get. Vitamin C applied in a potent product is going to give you more vitamin C directly into your skin, where it will stimulate collagen production and do all those benefits like hyperpigmentation and surface issues, mm-hmm. rather than taking 500 milligrams that gets diluted of vitamin C, getting diluted into your bloodstream, going to every organ in your blood, in your body, all in the hopes that the concentration that ends up in your face is effective. Well, the point is, apply it directly is more powerful, but that's a separate issue. Vitamin C you ingest is the same structure in your bloodstream.
Right.
Right. So there is a benefit to it. It's a fantastic vitamin D, my opinion, probably the most important supplement that we should take, all of us. Especially because we're living in an age where we're all so careful in the sun. Lots of times my patients, my skin cancer patients especially, who since having this condition are so avoidant of sun, I had them tell them they should get their vitamin D levels checked. because the only way to really know if you're deficient, 50% and what's interesting about vitamin D is that now the question is when you get a blood test, right, the level of what's considered normal can be anywhere from like 20 to 90. And if your blood level came back at 21, very often in days of old, the doctor would say, oh, you're 21, you're normal, it's okay. That range is being questioned now. So in fact, it's a movement, soft one, but albeit happening in the medical world, where maybe you should supplement until get over a safe number like 50, or even better, closer to 90. And so even the range, for example, of vitamin D is being questioned, and it's better to take a little bit more, still within range, but be in the upper half.
Okay. That's the one that I take. And my favorite thing about vitamin D is that you can, if you forget to take it every day, you can just take 7 all at once.
Yeah.
Because it's oil or fat soluble, right?
It is.
Yeah. Definitely. So if you're like, you can bank it in a way.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there will be no Dr. Dennis Gross collagen supplements coming anytime soon, but possibly some branded vitamin D. We're not sure. So before we get into some listener questions, tell us what you forecast when it comes to the future of skincare or skin treatments in the next decade that has you excited.
Treatment. Well, first of all, from my product point of view, I'm excited about acne. I think there is technology that we're going to launch that is going to be, I think, very exciting and new and really get to the source of why acne occurs in the product with a gel. Same thing with body peels. I think we've proven that peels can work on the face. Next frontier is going to be body peels. Anyway, in my office.
Larger pads are needed.
Carrie's got that completely covered. I think that the whole non-invasive laser category is really, really taken off. And I'm really excited about the technology. In my practice, one of the unique things that we're doing is cocktailing lasers. In other words, just like I cocktail ingredients, you know, and combine different ingredients together, like retinol with ferulic, I have learned that it's the same thing with lasers. They all do different things. And when you subject a person to maybe one laser, then follow up with another in the same treatment, you get synergy. So you can really help with radiance and collagen stimulation. But the bigger answer is, the technology of non-invasive lasers. I don't like Fraxel. I don't do it in my office. I don't believe in injuring the skin, just like I did back when developing the peel. To this day, I don't see the virtue of injuring the skin, saying it's going to come back stronger. But we now have the opportunity, and I think this is what the future is going to improve upon even more, and it has, is to use lasers that bypass the top layer of skin completely, don't adulterate it, don't injure it, and work in the skin in the middle, where the action is, and the collagen production. And that is where you'd get no downtime.
Right.
And that's been a tremendous new frontier. I think that's going to continue. I think it works better, and people just don't have the time for downtime anymore.
Yeah.
And they're also less painful. Like, they've improved on that aspect of lasers as well.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to put you on the hot seat courtesy of our Facebook chat room listeners because they are skin savvy.
Yeah.
We've got Lizzie. She would love to know your reasoning and thoughts on denatured alcohol being so high on the inky list in the alpha beta peel, given that it's such a demonized ingredient in skincare these days.
Right. Good question. So first of all, demonized, we only use one form of it. By divine, it's called the SD40B. Okay, so the chemistry of denatured alcohol, not all of them are created equal. This one I have found is absolutely the safest one of them all. The truth is that in order to get efficacy, when you're delivering, sometimes the SD40 alcohol is been the best for dissolving and delivering ingredients. Mm-hmm. And the negative, what people are concerned about, is that it can be drying. Well, the truth is that I know that. So first thing I do is I always counteract it by putting ingredients that are hydrating and soothing and humectants, which bring moisture in from the air, to counteract that. And the dryness that happens with denatured alcohol, again, specifically the SD40B, which I think is the least negative of them all, is that it happens very quickly. It's a flash. In other words, it evaporates from the surface of the skin very quickly. The ingredients deliver, the alcohol stays on the skin, but it really wicks off. Now, the concern is it might take some moisturizing properties and ingredients off the skin surface, but at the same time, the alpha beta peel is replenishing them. Mm-hmm. And so as long as you have a chemistry that finds that balance, I'm not making a case for using it on a regular basis, but in this product, we use it because it has been part of the great results. And people don't complain about dryness. Mm-hmm. You know, in fact, the second step with phospholipids in particular are in there. So they're going to, and then the soothing ingredients that are in there negate any kind of flash dryness that occurs with it. At the same time, the ingredients have been delivered so quickly, which is the key.
Okay. It's like an actual cocktail. Too much alcohol, not a good thing. Little bit, good thing.
Yeah. Well, so, I haven't heard that before. Yeah. That's a good analogy.
Yeah. So Taylor, also from our Facebook chat room, she would like to know how to pair retinol, vitamin C, and active acids like lactic acid or AHAs, BHAs without burning her face off or using aggravating alcohol. She's like, how do we do it all? Exclamation point.
Just some basic dermatologic 101 advice to her. Number one is the idea of layering, okay? Mm-hmm. And so you always go from the thinnest to the thickest, right? The alpha beta peel, for example, is really a fluid. So that would go on first, and then you would put on a serum, and then you put on a moisturizer. Because if you put something on thicker first, it blocks the thinner ingredients, okay? So that's just from a technical technique point of view. Mm-hmm. The second thing is, for people who are trying to create a program for themselves, I would say start with one product at a time and get accustomed to it because, you know, yes, vitamin C does something different than retinol, which does something different than the alpha and beta hydroxy acids, et cetera. But it's good for the skin to acclimate. Mm-hmm. So she can build a regimen and she can do something in the morning and something at night, get the skin.
And the retinol goes on at night.
Right.
Okay.
So, and so just build and then you ultimately will see that your skin gets accustomed to it. If you have any problems, you'll know what the source of the problem is because it will start with the addition of the latest ingredient. Everything was just peachy keen until you did that third product. Aha.
Right.
Something to think about. And if that should happen, what I tell my patients is, so we'll then take a couple days off, restart, but use it every other day.
Okay.
And then the final word from you on SPF, last step, first step, when do you do it?
I like it as a last step. Okay.
And why?
Well, because it is, when you're talking about physical blocks, okay, especially, it's really your coat of armor. It's your shield. Okay. And so you want it to be there on the top to really be working. Mm-hmm. Okay. And makeup can go over it. Mm-hmm. So I'm a big fan of layering with the exception that even though it might be a little bit heavier or even lighter than sometimes if it's than your moisturizer, you should put on your last step.
It's like that armor goes
exactly.
on at the end.
Yeah.
We ready for our last question?
Yeah, what is it? I don't know what it is.
Well, tell us a quintessentially New York story involving Dr. Dennis Gross, the man or the skincare, because I feel like Manhattan is very much the backdrop in this origin story.
Okay, so you want me to talk about something that's...
Yeah, something to do with like whether, I don't know, you probably can't mention celebrity names or, you know, just how the brand blew up.
I do have quite a few celebrities in my practice and I definitely, you know, have a back door and all that stuff. But you know, I'll tell you what's funny is that it's all about New York, forget the celebrity stuff. You know, I think that for the New Yorkers and people are people. And so I had this incident where, you know, the alpha beta peel was just getting really popular. And, you know, yes, we have for celebrities using it, et cetera. But one day in my office walked in this state trooper who was dressed with, you know, those big brown, long brown boots that came up to his knees and the khaki outfit with the big belt.
I happened to have been there. He had guns on.
Yeah.
In his
and
holster.
He's like, so there's like a 6'6" man. And he came in and like, oh my God, what's going on? This is the authority walking to our office. And he said, I'm here. I'd like to buy the alpha beta peel. And he walked out with these little, you know, the shopping bags that, you know, these little half size, little dainty shopping bags. He walked out holding one of those little shopping bags with his alpha beta peel in it. And that was a New York moment for me.
All right. Hope you enjoyed our chat with the man himself. Now, Jill, you're a longtime fan of the Alpha Beta Peel. I know that you've recommended this so many times in the past. Let's slow it down for a minute. Tell everybody exactly how it works and what you love about this product.
So here's how it works. It comes in a daily dose. There's two steps. They're both pre-moistened little towelettes, essentially. Mm-hmm. So with step one, what you do is you rip open the little pack, you take out the sheet, and it's almost like the size of a Post-it. It's spiked with glycolic acid, lactic acid, salicylic acid, and those are really going to gently exfoliate the skin. I'll even use it like around my crow's feet. I'll use it like on my ears, on the décolleté, even on the back of my hand. So you wipe that on clean, dry skin for about 2 minutes, and you'll know when it's done because the actual little towelette itself becomes dry.
Mm-hmm. And then step two, that's a neutralizer, right?
Yeah. So you wait about 2 minutes and then you rip open step two. And again, it's this pre-moistened little towelette the size of a Post-it, and you just wipe it all over your skin where you've treated with the acid peel.
Right. And that's just going to calm everything, right?
Exactly. And so there's no physical particles in this peel at all. There's no scrubbing. There's no abrasive element to it. It's just the chemical exfoliants doing their work. And now, very important also, you do not mm-hmm. rinse either right. step.
Let's talk about the results. So you buy a box of this stuff, you get 30 days supply, you use it every single day. What kind of results can you expect to see after a month of using it?
I think for myself, what I notice is definitely a smoothing of the fine lines and wrinkles, mm-hmm. less hyperpigmentation. So if you do have like brown spots, those are definitely faded. Mm-hmm. And for me, I get sometimes some acne scarring, like post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. So if you picked a zit and it's like red, mm-hmm. That helps to tone all of that down. And just overall, like a total refinement in skin's tone and texture mm-hmm. without being dry or flaky
right.
at all.
Right. But since we don't have Dr. Dennis Gross here with us right now, tell us if there's any, like, are there any downsides that you want to point out right now to using the product?
Yeah, well, we did touch on the price. I do think, unfortunately, it is so pricey. Not everybody is able to try it. They do have these like five sets that you can try, like, or a five pack, mm-hmm. so you can get it home to try it. And I think the other thing, you know, just being mindful 20 years later after this product has launched, I think we're in this moment where we're looking at the 360 of our beauty routine. And I have to be honest, each time I use the individually dosed peels, mm-hmm. I do feel a little twinge of guilt when I have to throw out the foil and I'm throwing out these two sheets mm-hmm. as well, as small as they are.
Right.
So I did put that question to the team.
Oh, okay. What'd they say?
So they basically said that this is a big topic for them as well, and they are moving in the direction of sustainability. The goal ultimately is to have the individual sheets mm-hmm. with the product on them, those they want to make those biodegradable.
Right. Okay.
Which is awesome. And then they want the foil packets to be made from recycled foil.
Right. Okay, cool.
So I don't think that's going to happen overnight, right. mind you, but I do think that, you know, they're working toward having less waste. And I know they have a full range of skincare, obviously, and they're moving those toward more sustainable packaging as well. So they're on it, and mm-hmm. you know, they're an independently owned company still. So I do think that they have an opportunity to innovate and lead, mm-hmm. and I'm sure that they're working on it.
Yeah. And let's not forget that they're not in those individual package just for the sake of convenience. They are
yeah.
pre-dosed. They have the exact amount that you need to be effective without overdoing it or burning your skin. Because let's face it, if yes. they just gave us a whole bottle of step one and step two, God knows what we would be doing with it, right?
It's so true.
But
so true.
I really think that, you know, acid peels and acids in general are just so huge right now. It's such a massive trend. So the fact that this product has stood the test of time after 20 years is just amazing. And that's what we really do, is focus on the breakthrough products and the icons. And this is definitely one of them. We want to hear what you guys think of the product, if you've tried it, And or if there are any other acids that you're really loving and recommend right now, drop us a line in our Facebook chat room or send us a DM.
Yeah. And I also want to encourage you guys to call us. I mean, you're at home probably right now anyway, so you can give us a call to our voicemail with any questions or any feedback. And that's 1-844-227-0302. And don't forget, we also write a blog about every single episode at breakingbeautypodcast.com. And hint, follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast, because we're going to be dropping a huge skincare giveaway there very soon. So you're not going to want to miss that.
We love that. So let us know also what you thought of the new format. We switched it up this time and we're curious what you think.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. And we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.